With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is dismayed.
It's not a proud day in the history of the Senate.
The Kentucky Republican taking to the Senate floor, denouncing the Democrats' dismissal of two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas without an impeachment trial. It's back to court today for former President Trump. Jury selection in his New York criminal trial set to resume.
Court was not in session yesterday. On Tuesday, seven jurors were chosen, including a cancer nurse, a software engineer, an information technology professional, a sales professional, an English teacher, and two lawyers. 11 more people must still be sworn in, with the judge saying he anticipated opening statements as early as next week. Trump denies charges of falsifying business records.
Correspondent Julie Walker, the trial centers on a non-disclosure agreement that paid a woman $130,000 during the 2016 campaign. The money did not come from campaign funds. Mr. Trump says the trial is a political witch hunt that's designed to keep him off the campaign trail. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden voicing support for House Speaker Mike Johnson's plan for weekend votes on several foreign aid bills, including a bill providing more money for Ukraine, another aid for Israel.
In a White House statement, the president said he was on board with the speaker's approach, promising to sign the package into law immediately. He said it would send a message to the world that the United States stands with our friends and we won't let Iran or Russia succeed.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, some Republicans do not like the foreign aid bills. There's been no Israeli response yet to last weekend's Iranian missile and drone attacks. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 79 points. The Nasdaq futures 51 points higher. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is making a lot of money.
The nation's largest abortion business set another record in 2023, performing nearly 400,000 abortions, the most ever, and a 5% increase over the previous year. Planned Parenthood claims that pro-life laws in conservative states threaten to put it out of business, but the abortion giant seems to be making up the difference in liberal states. The Biden administration has also vowed to keep federal dollars flowing to Planned Parenthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has ruled that West Virginia's transgender sports ban violates the rights of a teen athlete. A 2-1 ruling from the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the law cannot be applied to Becky Jackson, who is a boy living as a girl. Judge Toby Haytens wrote that offering the boy a choice of participating on male sports teams or abstaining is no real choice at all. The American Civil Liberties Union, its West Virginia chapter, and the LGBT pressure group Lambda Legal filed the lawsuit. SRN News. The senior NPR editor who exposed rampant liberal bias has resigned.
25-year NPR veteran Yuri Berliner was suspended after saying journalistic integrity no longer existed at NPR. He said the outlet did not own up to incorrect reporting when they claimed President Trump colluded with Russia and that the COVID virus did not originate in a lab. His essay prompted Republicans on Capitol Hill to call for an end of NPR taxpayer funding.
And that's report from SRN News. Former President Trump has met in New York with Polish President Duda, the latest in a series of meetings with foreign leaders as Europe considers a possibility of a second Trump presidency. The presumptive GOP nominee hosted Duda at Trump Tower to discuss the war in Ukraine, as well as the Polish leader's proposal to boost NATO members' defense spending. SRNNews.com.